Hi, it's Ella.
Oh, I don't have my mic on. Sorry, I didn't have my mic on.
Hey, it's Ella.
Welcome back to episode 2. Surprised you stuck around. but seriously, please stay. So, today's episode is just, I guess, kind of the same as yesterday's. So, I'm going to try to upload this frequently. I just want to make a note about my upload schedule. I am going to try to upload as frequently as possible, but that may vary. But I will try to update as often as possible. Thank you. Insert intro. I'm recording this on the day I uploaded my first episode, so I'm just kind of, you know, still waiting on, intros. So, yeah, intro over. Okay, so I was in grade 5 at the time this happened. This is what me and my friends refer to as the umbrella incident. So, me, Clara, Anna, my other friends, Sarah, and Chloe, we're all hanging out at recess one day. And Clara's friend, I need to think of a good fake name. Elizabeth was also with us. Okay. Now, Clara and Elizabeth are a grade below me and my friends. So, what happened was, so we were hanging out, and Elizabeth had her umbrella. Anna had hers, and then, I forgot what I named the other two, I think it was Sarah and Chloe. Okay, Sarah is, like, taller than everybody else in our friend group, and Chloe is average height, I guess, so just, if that helps remember, it might help me, so. Anyway, so Sarah and Chloe are just watching from the side, and then, so me and Clara, don't confuse Clara and Chloe, they're two different people, okay? Clara, Elizabeth, Anna, and I are all just kind of helping to combine Anna and Elizabeth's umbrellas to create one, like, ginormous umbrella. Our school is kind of built on a hill. So when you exit the school on the one side, there's, like, a hill that goes down. So we were trying to run up the hill, get a bunch of speed, and then run down and kind of jump and try to fly. Of course, looking back on that now, that would never have worked. But we still tried anyways. So, yeah. And what we were doing, and a lot of other people had umbrellas, right? And a couple other people joined in. So then that happened. And we were kind of just discussing a bunch of, like, ways we could do it, when all of a sudden, this third grader started screaming. I think it was a third grader, maybe it was a fourth grader, I don't know. Anyway, I actually don't know her name, so let's just call her Lisa. Lisa started screaming because the wind had picked up and grabbed her umbrella from her. It's like one of those red umbrellas, those really popular red umbrellas. And what we did was, we were looking around, like, okay, what? And then we saw it. Like, I was the first to see it. I'm like, wait, what? No, wait, Elizabeth was the first to see it. And then she pointed out to me and Chloe, who'd come over to see it. And Anna, Clara, and Sarah were still looking around like, wait, what? So, the umbrella the wind knocked the umbrella out of Lisa's hand, and it was flying, like, over the roof. It landed on the roof of the school, and we had to go get the school janitor to get it down. So, whenever me and my friends reference the umbrella, that's what it means. Day you can't really forget. Also, this is still the first day I recorded the episode, my first episode. probably like the first three episodes are just gonna be on the same day. That's why they won't have intros, unless someone manages to get me an intro pretty soon. Anyway, that's the story. Okay, so I just checked back onto Spotify, and my podcast is on there right now. If you look up Ella's Life, there has to be an apostrophe, though. And then you go, those two dots, the colon, it says, and then go, capital T, the Flora story, it shows up. And anyway, so I just checked there, and next is technically the advice section, which I might scrap, I don't know. But this is now going to be the recommendation section. So today I'm going to be recommending TV shows. Most of these are what Clara watches, because I don't watch TV that much. Okay, TV shows Clara likes are Pokemon, which I find, like, okay, I guess. I don't know, some episodes, it depends on the season, honestly. Although, definitely Pokemon Sun and Moon, 100%. Other TV shows, okay, this one isn't exactly for all ages, but, like, kids my age, so like 11, 12, or 10, I guess, because Clara's 10. 11 or 12, 10 to 12 and plus, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But PG-13, it's rated PG-13, but I feel like you could probably watch it. I don't know. The Good Place? I don't know. I honestly don't know. So, yeah. And then next on my recommendation, I'm going to recommend three. I would recommend, okay, pretty much, like, I honestly don't know, I don't know, and that's my recommendation section. Okay, so, I was talking to my mom earlier, and she said I should probably edit out all the ums and spaces, except I can't do that once they're published. So please don't. Please just try to ignore them. Okay. Now, this, I finished my recommendation because I can't think of anything else. Also, quick little update. The character formerly known as Clara has now given her permission to give her full name. Clara, get in here.
Come in.
Okay. Clara speaking to the mic.
Hello.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, I'm not Clara.
That's the character I called Clara because I wasn't sure if she wanted to be named. Tell them your real name, I guess, or nickname, or whatever you want to be called.
Charlotte.
Say it into the mic.
Charlotte.
Okay, I'm not sure if you heard that. She said Charlotte. Yes, that's my little sister. A little fifth grader.
Okay, now you can go.
Can I just tell you something?
What do you want to say?
Okay, yeah, the headset I'm using to record this is Charlotte's, so it's not mine, but whenever I just, it's just easier to say mine, you know? Okay, so, if I remember correctly, the next part of this should be the fact about myself. So, this fact, I'm colorblind, woo! Now, I know most people think colorblindness. Okay, everything is gray and black and white. I'm like, what? So what it's actually, basically what it is, so, for example, this sticky note I'm holding that you guys can't see is I think it's yellow. Green. Okay, it's green, but yellow and green are similar colors to me, okay? So basically, I'm not red or green colorblind, I'm not blue, yellow colorblind, whatever those are, I don't know. I have what you call a chromatopsia, and I used to think it was a space chromatopsia. It's actually just a chromatopsia. One word. So basically, I can see every single color, I just can't tell them apart. Black looks like red unless I look at it from a certain angle. Green and yellow. Purple, pink, and blue. You get the point. Also, dark oranges and reds, I guess. Although that one's kind of easier, I guess. I don't know. sometimes purples and greens, blues and greens, but that just depends on the shade. So there's that. That's today's fact, I guess. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't have anything more interesting to say. I also wear wet red glasses. And, because of vision, I have lighter ones for inside, darker ones for outside. Congratulations, you just learned one more fact about me. Alright, original fiction time, chapter 2 of Fairies of the North. Here we go. And Charlotte's making a weird face at my door. Great. Chapter 2. When Emma woke up again, only one person was there. And cringiness in 3, 2, Emma, I need you to stay here, said the voice. No, she croaked, I want to see my family. Emma, listen, my name is Dreyse. Cringiness increases by 10%. You are no longer in your world. You are now in the land of leaders. You are a fairy. As her eyes adjusted, Emma saw that Dreyse was right. This was no Canada. There was light everywhere. That is a big building of counselors, but we call it the BBC. When I wrote that, I had no idea that was an actual thing. Look it up. Suddenly, a loud trumpet rang out. That's the council. A tribunal is starting. Just then, Emma's stomach started rumbling. When was the last time she'd ate? Eaten? 8:30? Oh, right. Meals. We'll skip this tribunal. We don't eat as often as you. Dreyse took Emma to his house for lunch. Or 3:30 lunch. Either way, it was delicious. It looked like pink lettuce, but it tasted like mint gum. The kind that is so minty you need to chew with your mouth open for the first 5 seconds. Gum ASMR. Then Emma met his children. One was a boy that was younger than her, maybe 6? The other one was 13. A 13-year-old girl, like Emma. The 6-year-old one was named Nathan. The 12-year-old one was Clinton. Spelled K-L-Y-N. Yeah, I'm real creative. Clint offered to give Emma a tour of the town. Clint was a great tour guide. He was so descriptive. And that is the doctor's office. Inside, it has blue walls, 2 floors, 100 rooms, counting the x-ray room. My mom says it's the oldest building in town that she can remember. And mom's 100, so that's a really long time. Hey, Clint, how come your mom wasn't at your house? Emma asked, hoping it wasn't a too personal question. Oh, she and my dad got divorced when I was 8. I don't think Dayson even remembers her. After his second birthday, mom and dad got into this huge fight, so 1 week later, they divorced. Wow, Clint, I'm so sorry. My parents got separated too. Or at least, my mom was real nice, but my dad killed a few people. Or at least, I think she's my mom? Can fairies come from humans? No, was Clint's response. The next day, Emma was awakened by the smell of basil and water. She got up and went downstairs to eat breakfast and found Dreyse in the kitchen with a thing that looked like a big phone with a stick on the end of it. And I saw a piece of jalapeno on the end. Emma, sorry. I originally wrote this story in first person, but then I decided to change it. That's why it's, sometimes I'll slip up and say hi. Emma was about to say, ew, how can you eat that? When she remembered the minty lettuce from the previous day. Emma, come let me show you my candy collection, said Nathan. Okay, Emma agreed. When she saw his room, was an understatement. There were piles of Tic Tacs, Kit Kats, and even candy from when her mom, or at least the woman she'd grown up with, was Nathan's age. Wow, Nathan. Nathan smiled. Thanks, he said. Then Clint came and told us it was time to eat. After the caramel-tasting jalapeno, Dreyse went into town. He told us to watch Nathan. How come we have to watch him? It's not like he can turn invisible or teleport. Then Nathan appeared right on the couch. He can teleport, said Clint. We started laughing. He found out last week and hasn't stopped. Then Dreyse came home. There's been a fire in Canada, Montreal, starting at 579 351st Street. Again, not my address. Do not try to go there. Look it up on Google Maps if you want. I don't care. But don't go there. I'm so sorry, Emma, but your house has been burnt down. And that is the very dramatic ending of Chapter 2 of My Crazy Story. Hi, this is Ella again. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you would like to message me, you are more than welcome to. My social media outlets are mainly Wattpad and Quora. My Quora is Arabella11396. My Wattpad is KOTLC_human, HOOMAN. Have a great day, and I'll see you all next time I update. Bye!